fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Cori Hollingsworth, and I'm a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is faith. And faith has many aspects, and I'm going to try to cover a few of the aspects that I have brainstormed just briefly in my own life about the meaning of faith and how it's applied while managing lupus. So the first aspect that most people think of when they think of faith is faith in a higher power, faith in God, faith in whatever religion you follow. And if you don't follow a religion, there is still a possibility to have faith in something greater than yourself. And if you're someone who does not believe in anything greater than yourself, then other ways exist to have faith. So one of the things that I try to focus on when I'm contemplating my strength of my faith in a higher power is surrendering myself to hope and surrendering myself to the good things that are in my life. Faith in having a new day. Faith in myself to persevere. And faith in the ability to self-advocate. So pretty much every episode I have recorded up until now has had some foundation in my ability to have faith in the fact that lupus is something that can be managed physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's something that I have hope in the ability to heal, the ability to function, the ability to share my knowledge with others, my experiences with others, and the faith that hopefully I'm helping someone out there, even if it's just one person, to manage lupus. I also have the idea of faith and a focus. So I know a lot of my podcast episodes are about just the struggles that we have with lupus, the physical ailments, the mental disabilities or cognitive disabilities. And one of the things that I try to focus on are the things that I am able to do. I have faith that I'm still able to function productively on this planet. I might have some limitations, but I truly believe that where our focus lies is where we tend to be able to function. And I'm not saying this as something that is discrediting having a lupus flare, because having lupus flare, it's basically just knocks you down. And honestly, I lose focus on what I'm able to do. So I'm talking about faith in the things that we are able to do. So I try to keep my focus on what am I able to do? I'm still able to work. I might have to take days off every once in a while, but I'm still able to work and have a job. I'm still able to spend time with friends, spend time with family. I'm still able to take care of myself for my basic needs. And keep in mind, there's a disclaimer on this. When we're in a flare, some of the stuff gets negated. But even when I'm in a flare, I have faith that I'm going to get better. Because there's always this part of me that recognizes that a flare is temporary. As horrible as it is, it's temporary. Even if it lasts 2 weeks, it's still temporary. And I know that I'm able to persevere through having a flare, but I'm also able to persevere through life while managing lupus. There's this faith I have that just keeps me going and says, I can do this. I can manage this. I don't like it. I have a whole podcast episode about acceptance, but you don't have to like it. But that not liking it part is the faith part in a lot of ways, because I don't like it, but I have faith that I'm still going to be able to be productive. I'm still going to be able to be alive. I'm still able to breathe. I'm still able to function. And it might not be at the 100% level that I would like to on any given day, but I am productive and I have faith that I will continue to remain productive. So take the word faith, find out what it means to you, and find out if it's a tool that you can use to keep you motivated, to keep you focused, to keep you in a state of perseverance. And just know that oftentimes how we feel about things in our mental ability or in our spiritual world tend to enable us to function in the physical world. I hope this advice helps you. And I hope that you're able to find your faith and to find peace in this chaos of lupus. Thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupus Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coreyhollingsworth.wixsite.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life Podcast and send a friend request to Lupus Life Podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.